Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Woo, there we go. Now that's getting caught out there in the stratosphere. Ugh. But anyway, man, we back. We had to find our way back through the matrix, but we back. And I think the thing was is that we were dealing with prayer, and we were talking about, you know, how to approach God. So I think we had just started in Matthew's chapter 6:1, right? We had just started in Matthew 6:1, so let's get back to that. Okay, Khalid. Okay, good. Yeah. Hey, look, so here's the thing. The last thing we left off there was Matthew 6:1. So let's pick it up at Matthew 6:1. Amen.
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 Take heed. Your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward as your Father who is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and the feasts, that they may have glory of men. Therefore, I say unto you, they have the reward. So when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right doeth. That thine alms may be in secret, and let thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. God, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door to pray, go pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do. They think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But not ye therefore, like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask them. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, asking after this manner, pray therefore pray ye our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in it as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debt to us. It is not a temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, this is the Lord's Prayer. This is the Lord's Prayer. This is that thing. So, this is how he told us to approach God. First of all, don't be trying to show out like you can pray. You know, like people be getting them up, like, man, that show was a powerful prayer. Powerful. I mean, it was powerful, powerful prayer. You know, people live for that. But he said, don't be like the hypocrites. He called them hypocrites, man. He said, don't do that. You don't have to do that. Your God ain't hard of hearing. He ain't far. He created the ear, so you don't have to be screaming and shouting like God got a hearing problem, or he don't speak English, that you got to speak some unknown nonsense that you don't even know what you're saying, but you think you're talking to God with it. No, man. Simplicity is Christ. Don't be like that. You don't have to be like that. He said, after this manner, pray ye to this manner. That's why we open up with the Lord's Prayer every week. We read the scriptures. If Aslan on deck, read script. And then we pray the Lord's Prayer. And then we add our little 2 cents at the back end, but we definitely the Lord's Prayer right after the Word of God. This is that thing. Actually, the Lord's Prayer should go before the Word of God. That's how powerful prayer is, because you pray before you go in the Word. So this is that thing. Amen. Oh, bruh. So, let's go back to Matthew chapter 6 and read that verse. Matthew chapter 6.
Matthew 6 and what?
Matthew 6 and 6.
But that when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
Stop. What do we mean by shut the door? Okay. Let's see. Go to Genesis 24 and pick it up at verse 9. This is what he means by shutting the door.
And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him according concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand, and he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor, and he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water. At the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day. And shew kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand.
So he praying, right? He praying. Look at what he praying. Continue.
Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camel's drink also. What the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast shewed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with a pitcher upon her shoulder.
Now, whoa. He praying, right? So, before he even got done praying, the Lord answered his prayer, right? So, she did everything that he asked, so that was his breakthrough, right? How did he get his breakthrough? Because she did that. She watered the camels. She gave him the drink. Then she watered all his camels, 10 of them, until they had got done drinking. She was hustling water, Jack. He said, let her be the one. Putting in work. That means that he really, this one here, he knew that it would be hands down. If this girl watered 10 of my camels, she got to be the one. She gotta be the one. So he's praying, right? But this is Rebecca. And let's see what type of servant this is that Abraham entrusted everything. Alright? Let's see what kind of brother this was that Abraham entrusted everything that he had to him. Skip down to first 42. I can't hear you.
Let's see y'all.
Yeah, that was Genesis
24, what?
24:42.
And I came this day unto the well and said, O Lord, God of my master, Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she said to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebecca came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder.
See, no. That was the breakthrough. See, that's how you get your breakthrough. He said, shut the door, right? He said, shut the door, enter into your closet. What did he mean? That man just told you, before I was done speaking in my mind, Rebecca came out. You see? This is that thing. Getting your breakthrough. This is why you can't speak your prayers out. Because the enemy will imitate it. But if you keep your mouth shut, because you're looking for a breakthrough, then when your breakthrough comes through or not, you know it's from God. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into First Samuel chapter 1 and 2.
Now there was a certain man named Ramathan, Zophim of Mount Ephraim, And his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuf, and Ephron the Ephrathite.
This cat got lineage, man. So he was what you would call one of the elders of the land, one of the great men. He was known in the gates. His wife was a prophetess, Hannah. That was his mistress, but his handmaid was having all the children. She was having a Sarah moment, you know. And so she petitioned God. And then the Lord heard her prayer, but look how she approached God. Like I said, all of us have to approach him differently because we all seeking something different. So we can't approach him the same way. Skip down to 5. No. Skip down. I want you to skip down a little further than that. Okay, 11.
And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look upon the affliction of thy handmaid, remember me and not forgive thine handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto thee, unto the Lord of the days of his life. And they're done. There shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. Now, Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips.
See? She did what?
Spake in her heart.
See? She kept the door closed. So God knew what he was telling us when he said that when you pray, you keep your mouth closed. If you want that breakthrough, you don't want the enemy to imitate it, right? So you pray on it, man. And if you answer your prayer, then you know it's from God.
As he continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked him out. So Hannah, she spake in her heart, but only in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken to the way thy lips come to thee? And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of the soft spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink.
Man, it's a feast day. You know, it's a high day, right? And Hannah's husband is known, man. So he up there, and he's like, you know, what? How long are you going to be drunk, woman? You know, everybody, you know, turning it up. It's a feast day. We did that back in the day in the land. We did that. We actually got down for God. You know, we turned up the bottle. We really went in. But he was just really checking to tell her to go home. She was like, no. I'm of a heavy heart, and I got issues. And so this is where this kick in at. Now watch this. Watch this. Now remember how she prayed in her heart, right? Read on.
I had an answer and said, no. My Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have not neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. And Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked.
There go her breakthrough. There go her breakthrough. Get this. She never told Eli what she was praying for, did she? She never said what she was praying. She was praying for a child. She said, ain't no razor going to come on his head. None of that good stuff. She didn't tell Eli nothing. Nothing. He said, go ahead, go that way, be it unto you as you petition to God, as you petition God, as you saw. So that was her breakthrough. He gave, you know, she didn't speak it out. So she was a woman of faith. She knew how to approach God. See that? All right, that's that Old Testament stuff. Well, looked like that Old Testament stuff, they sure know how to pray, didn't they? That breakthrough. This is why you got certain prayers, you know, like I said, man, you know. He said, don't be like the hypocrites. Don't be all praying all out loud and long. I mean, man, when we used to go to these churches and evangelize, man, I mean, we'd be in the church like 3-4 times a week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we'd be in the class on the Sabbath. Talking about all the churches we've been through. And all the preachers we met and talked to and had them words with. This went on for years. Things, when you ask for breakthroughs, you can't speak them out. You got to keep your mouth closed. You got to keep the door closed. He said, keep the door closed. The what? The door of your mouth. The door of your mouth. Keep it closed. That's what he's talking about. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1. Right? Because Hannah praying, man, she laying in on that. She laying in on God. You hear me? 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and 1. You get it? Go ahead. I got it. 1 Corinthians 11 and 1. And it says this, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinance as I deliver them to you. But I will have you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, just honor his head. See, this is why you can't have a mic just on your head. Not in the New Testament. And they sit up there, you know, and oh, man, you got to do this, you know, that little turban thing that everybody want to be wearing so they can be extra, you know, super bruised and whatnot, right? Well, no, that ain't the deal. He said this. He said, but every man prayer prophesied with her head uncovered, just out of her head. For that is even as all as one if she was shaven. This is why, you know, Hannah, when she was at that temple and she was praying before God, her head was covered. I bet you that. I bet you 10 to 1, her head was covered big time. When she was in front of God, her head was covered. She understood this 100. Because that's her power. You see? That's her power. Skip down to 10. It says this. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. What do you mean? The angels, those that are created. The angels of heaven. It didn't say necessarily good or evil. It said to have power over the angels, plural. Plural. That's what he said. Angels, plural. You see, this is that thing. So, her head ought to be covered. That's why we ask our sisters, if possible, cover your head. impossible because of the angels. Now, I know some of us don't believe God, and you don't want to cover your head, you know, especially if you just got your hair done, you know. But, hey, man, you know, that Oprah thing ain't what God called, you know. I mean, he did call it. He said women was going to be rich, you know, and things like that. But the manners ain't going to get you in the kingdom. That's really what we're stressing, the manners, those things. You know, and Oprah's a prominent woman. We understand that, but it's a manner thing. So, and you never see her head covered, you know, maybe in front of the Pope because she's trying to do a nun thing. But the Pope will not have a woman in front of him with her head uncovered. Why? Because he thinks he's the most holy. Right? Let's look at this a little further. So we know Hannah, for a fact, had her head covered. She was praying before God. Okay. So now we see women. Women, we seen a man praying. He didn't speak nothing out of his mouth. And now we just seen a woman pray, and she didn't speak nothing out of her mouth. And we've seen breakthroughs on both behalves. But it was something else that had to be done, and that was that woman had to have her head covered. Had to be covered. Her head covered. Yeah. It's that thing. That's right. Her head had to be covered. For her to even talk to God. So you know Hannah here was covered. She's a prophetess. She started talking about things that David was talking about, and David wasn't even born. But the child that she prayed for anointed David, and he spoke the things that Hannah said. That's prayer for you. That's prayer for you. That's generational prayer, like you got generational curses. You know, we always want to acknowledge the bad stuff, but there goes some generational curses. There goes some generation, man. You got to break the generational curses. Ooh, but what about the generational prayers? Can't see them? Ain't that what we're supposed to be looking for? We're too busy looking for generational curses. We're not looking for the generational prayers. And there it is, right there before our eyes. Hannah, prayer was not only answered, but through generations. David spoke it. That's called generational prayer. That's some prayer for you. That's going in. She went in. I don't know how. All we know is that God recorded everything she said. Because she didn't open her mouth. She didn't open her mouth. She didn't tell Levi nothing. She didn't say nothing. God recorded everything she said. Yep. In her mind. In her mind. See? All right. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into 1 Chronicles 28:9. 1 Chronicles 28:9. 1 Chronicles 28:9, and it says this. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou that thou, the God of thy father, serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts. He said, all hearts. Every man on the planet, Orientals, Muslims, Arabs, I should say Muslims, Arab, like that's a people. Muslim is a people, right? Arabs, right? Ethiopians, Africans, we could say, right? White people. He said he searched the heart of all men. David said that. That's why Solomon said when he prayed over the temple, thou knowest only the hearts of all. Are we going to read that? Okay, cool. So it says this. Let me read this thing what David said again. He said, and thou, Solomon, my son, look what he taught him. He said, know thou that the God that thou, the God of thy father, served him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, for the Lord searcheth all hearts and understanding all the imaginations of the thoughts. Do you hear that? He said he understands all the imaginations of the heart. I know I ain't the only one that when I was praying and some folly ran through my mind. I know I ain't the only one. I know I'm not. You see? This is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to that 1 Kings chapter 8:26. 1 Kings 8:26. Look at Solomon.
Yes.
And now, O God of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou speakest unto David, that my father. But wait a minute. Wait. So David, he said, let that word be verified. And he did, because he ended up quoting his father. And we're about to look at it, right? He said, let it be verified, right? All right, here we go.
It's after midnight.
But will God indeed dwell on earth? Behold, the heaven and heavens cannot contain thee, how less this house which I have built. So now he's praying. Let's get down to the meat of this thing right here. This is really what we want to try to get to. He said this. Then here he said, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man or by all thy people Israel. You see that? What prayer and supplication soever be made by any man. Why? Because David said, the Lord know the thoughts of everybody. All imaginations. No matter where you at in the world, he in your head. You know what you're doing. This is why you can be judged for the same crimes somewhere else. Or you can get caught by an angel. You know, you just don't have that understanding of what angels are, how they got to be in the creation, what their jobs are, and all that old type of good stuff. But you definitely know that they exist. This is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. He said, then hear thou in heaven, verse 39, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou, even thou only knowest the hearts of all the children of man. This is why you keep your mouth closed. That's why Jesus said, when you pray, close the door into the closet of your mind. Don't go into a physical closet and then start praying out, you know. Oh, and then you come out, you testifying against yourself. Oh, that was a powerful prayer. I prayed by myself. You know. Oh, that ain't how this works. That ain't how this works. He said, when you close your mouth, he said, close your mouth and approach God. That's all. Close your mouth, approach God. Close your mouth and approach God. That's all you have to do. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into my man. He hung in there, but that's the truth. Catch you next time, man. You there? Yeah. I would just listen up. Listen up. I got it. Listen up. I want you to hear this. So, because, you know, this here, man, I don't want you stressing out, man, just, you know, trying to hang in it. I want you to listen at this because it's more important to know about prayer than anything.
Gotcha.
You see? No, it's. I want you to hear this. So anyway, it says this. So he said he the only one that knows the hearts of man. So that's why we keep our mouth shut when we go before God. That's why Hannah had her mouth shut and she kept the law. And you know she did because God answered her prayers. So you know her head was covered. Now I ain't going to say that God ain't hearing everybody's prayers because we just got through reading that God know the hearts and hear the prayers of everybody. You see? Approach him in a certain manner, a certain way. And so you get your breakthrough. You got to keep your mouth closed. That guy that was praying for Abraham, he was not of our lineage. So when Solomon said, whosoever prayed toward this place, he was speaking on that man's behalf. Because when he prayed toward this place, not being of the seed of Abraham, but his servant, he got a breakthrough from God. So the God of Israel is showing us that the strangers will get their breakthroughs from God. Because he know all the hearts of everybody and what they need. That's why people pray. That's why, you know, when we first opened up, I said, you got to have a prayer life, man, because that brings in longevity. It's a scientific fact that prayer it give you longevity. You know, it's a scientific fact that prayer gives longevity, peace of mind. Well, yeah, because when you pray, what do? You turn back, you unwind that spring that's ready to pop. You unwind it. When you pray, you turn it back and you let it loose. Gradually. This is that thing. So this is that prayer, man. We got to keep our mouth closed. You want breakthroughs. You can't speak those things into existence. You got to keep those things in vision. You know, you got to keep them in vision. You got to keep them within your ears, inside of your mouth. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into First Kings chapter 9 and 2. First Kings chapter 9 and verse 2. And it says this. The Lord appeared to Solomon the second time as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. Remember now, he prayed before the entire congregation. That's one kind of prayer, right? That's one kind of prayer. That was for everybody. But then when you need a breakthrough, keep it in between your ears. You got different kinds of prayers, how to approach God. And it says this, he said, and the Lord said, I heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me, and I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever. Mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. When we pray toward Jerusalem, that's why. Because his eyes and his heart is always on that temple. It's going to be right there. It's Zerubbabel is going to build. Yep. Zerubbabel going to build. That's why you're looking at it. That's why you're eyeballing it. But he said, I heard you, man. I heard you. I heard you. But he was praying out in the open over everybody. But then again, he was the shepherd, right? He was the preacher, right? He wasn't just some Joe Schmo. Just a little further. Let's go into Psalms 55 and 16. Psalms 55 and 16. And no, Daniel 6 and 1. Daniel 6 and 1. Now, Daniel going to get in trouble for praying, man. Right? It's going to almost cost him his life, but because he was praying, it cost a whole bunch of other people their lives. It was just, they were seeking after his life with just one, right? But his prayer got a lot of people killed. That's how powerful prayer is, right? It'll bind up other works. It'll bind up people's works towards you. Watch this. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents, the princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. What? Where was the spirit at? In him. Where the Holy Ghost at? In him. I thought the Holy Ghost came with Jesus. It did. The same spirit that Daniel was filled with, Christ was, except for his was without measure. Daniel, even though Daniel was given a great portion, it still was with a measure. Daniel never used 100% of his cerebio. He could have. Like I could have, or can, because my mind is capable of it. But without the key of the Chesedek's conversation, who created thought and mind, spirits, transmitters of nerves and emotions of spirits that make a body move. He created that we take for granted that everybody is motivated by a spirit or spirits. Now watch this. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they couldn't find none occasion, nor fault for as much he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Why? Because he was serving his God. He wasn't a thief. He wasn't an adulterer. He wasn't a murderer. None of that good stuff. He was a servant of God. He kept the law. So they couldn't find no fault against him in the law because he, by keeping the commandments of God, he kept the commandments of the Persians. Babylon. Yeah, Persia. Medes. This the Medes Empire. So he kept the laws of Media. Right. This is who this is. This isn't Persia. This ain't Esther, and this isn't Nehemiah and Ezra, Persia. This is Media. This is far as Daniel go. Daniel lived through three kings. He lived through Nebuchadnezzar, Belteshazzar, Darius. Right? And Darius really respected Daniel. One is he probably got an earful that Daniel was the reason why he came. That's that thing. He probably got an earful that Daniel was the reason why he's king. Because he interpreted that thing on the wall. Who knows? Darius might have been at the party that day that it happened. Because Media and Persia was up under Babylon at the time. So it's very well that Darius was there, and he heard it and said, oh, that's my call. That's my number. Oh, okay, I get it. And they killed him that night. No war, just him. Because God ordered it. He ordered a hit. Darius did it and became king of the world. Why? So that he can do this. Watch this. Then said these men, what shall we find any, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, shall we find it against him concerning the law of his God. See, this is when people be trying to get you, man. They try to judge you against the law, right? Here it is. And he said this. Then these presidents, princes, and assembled together to the king and said unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes and the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days shall save the king. O king, shall he be cast into a den of lions. Ooh, that was evil. All right? That was evil. So, you know, Daniel, so let's see how Daniel handled the situation, man, right? Because when the king heard it, he didn't think nothing about it, right? He didn't think that anybody be caught up. He didn't know the ways. He didn't know that we got to pray three times a day. You know, we supposed to be praying three times a day. I'm telling you like this. I'm always conversating with God, but literally, you're supposed to pray three times a day. Well, actually, five. We're going to read that. But here, I'm gonna hold on with Daniel's on this one because he ain't obsessive with it. And Daniel's. Yeah, I'm going to roll with Daniels with this one. I say, if you can get your three times in, you're good. If you can get your five times in, you're good. If you can get your seven times in, you're really cooking. But Daniel said, just remember your three, right? King commanded, let's see. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now, Daniel knew that the writing was signed. He went into his house, and his window being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. See, that's why we pray toward Jerusalem, because the God of Israel said his eyes and his mind is always on that city. So this is why we pray toward that. See, this whole concept is about praying. It's all about praying. We got to pray to God, how we approach God, how we come to him. This is that thing. So it says this. His window being open toward Jerusalem. So he made sure that he had a window that was facing Jerusalem, right? He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. How many times did he pray? 3 times a day. Morning tide, noon tide, evening tide. This is that thing. And he said this. These men, wait a minute, let's look at that. Let's look at what happened with Daniel praying 3 times a day. Wait. We also know that he did a lot of fasting. So praying 3 times a day and fasting in between those 3 times a day, well, you know, while sometimes he was fasting, you know. So we knew he was a faster, so he fasted. And he prayed to God 3 times a day. Now, I ain't saying he was fasting every day. I'm just saying this man was known to fast. But it's a known fact that he prayed 3 times a day. Look at the breakthrough he got through between that. Look at the breakthrough he got from all that praying. 3 times a day and an occasional fast got him 3 different angels visiting him, and 1 revealed his name. Yeah, that's through prayer. See, so your prayer is powerful, man. Your prayer activates your brother, because the Holy Ghost is your brother. The Comforter is your brother. And to my sisters, I'm going to call her wisdom. You see, that's what filled them up, wisdom. And the Comforter fill up the men, which is the spirit of truth. These men assembled and found Daniel's friend making supplications before his God. Now, they're going to catch him up. They came near. They knew what time he prayed, because at the morning tide, evening tide, and the noon tide. So they knew. They came near, spake before the king. And concerning the king's decree, hast thou not signed a decree? Every man that shall ask a petition of any god or a man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. The king answered and said, "This the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which alter not. But the laws of America can be altered." You see that? Ain't no such thing as changing the law. You can't change the law. But what they do, they add codexes, bylaws, an extension of that, things like that. So you're not supposed to have that. You're only supposed, this is why, you know, this the English language is the worst, because your conversation is supposed to be 100% literal. I ain't saying you're going to be 100% cerebral, but you're supposed to be 100% literal. Other words, you're supposed to know what you're saying. You're supposed to know what you're saying. You're supposed to know what you're praying. These men found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. It came near, spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree? that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of king or king, shall be cast into the den of lions. The king answered, said, the thing is true according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which alter not. Then answered they, said before the king, that Daniel, because they hated him, they know the king loved them. So now the love of this man away. I mean, if you look at the big picture, I think the worst is the latter that they done. Not just hating on him, but taking him from the king was worse. He said, and the answer said, oh, now regard not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but make of his petition three times a day. Then the king, which heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and he set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is no decree nor statute which the king established shall be changed. Wow. That's like God, Jack. That's that understanding that your speech is God. Your yeah and your nays be one. It says, when these men assembled unto the king and said, oh, yeah, yeah, right, we read that. 16. Then the king sent, commanded that they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said, oh, Daniel, unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. King is your cheerleader, man. The king is Daniel's cheerleader. He is hype, man. Look. God got you, yo. He got you. I'm with it. I believe your God. I believe in your God, man, that he saved. Your king, the king of the world, is your hype, man. Because of how you pray and approach God, or because how you've been praying and approaching God. He turned the king into a hype man for you, for him, over praying. That's powerful stuff. That's real good. That's the real deal. That's what prayer gets you. It'll get you a king on your side. And it said, and the stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, with the signet of the Lord's, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Ooh, so they put, you know, like they sealed the tomb, and he put his ring on that thing, right? When they put the martyr on it, then he said, then the king went into his palace, passed the night fasting. He praying. He praying to Daniel. You know he praying to the God of Daniel. You know he praying to the God of Daniel. You know, you thought I was going to say the God of Israel. No, he know that the God of Daniel is the God of Israel, but he know that he going to pray to the God of Daniel because he know Daniel is the next thing to him. In his eyes, he going to do that. He going to do that Abraham servant thing. He going to become the king of the world. Is going to become the servant in prayer. He's going to become the servant. Watch this. Because he's going to do what Abraham, Daniel's going to be like Abraham. He, you know, like getting ready to die, but of course not. And then his servant go forth and pray, and you get a breakthrough. He fasted all night. He got a breakthrough. But before he went in and told Daniel, your God got you, yo. Your God is going to save you. That's just unbelievable coming from the king of the entire planet. For one person, right? For one person. And he said this. Then the king, he said, neither was the mute instruments of music brought before him. His sleep went from him. He was up all night. He didn't want to hear no tunes, none of that good stuff. Fast or slow. He didn't want nothing. Just quiet. Quiet. I want to hear if the lions is, if I want to hear if the lions is doing anything and making any noise. Is he screaming? I don't want to hear. I want to hear if he's being quiet. When he came to the den, he cried with a loud voice. He was crying. The king of the world was crying over this man. Praying and crying. He was going hard for Daniel, Jack. He'd been all in his feelings all night praying. And so he called on the Daniel, right? He said, and then the king rose very early in the morning. He was the first one there, like a servant. Went in haste onto the den, went like a servant. He came to the den and cried with a lamentable voice on a den. Where's my the story say? I want to look up the lamentable. Lament. You know, like you got the book of Jeremiah, right. Then you got the book of Lamentations, right. Well, the book of Lamentations is called the book of sorrows because of the woes that's in it. That's why it's called the book of sorrows. So, okay, cool. Let me look this up right quick. You know, I'm going to hold up. If I get done with this story, I'm going to wrap this up right here. Yeah, and then we just going to pick this up next Tuesday. Prayer, right? Okay. Lament. Okay. Lament. It says, mourn, grieve, deeply howl. Like you're like, ah, you know, you screaming out, deeply howl, right? He said, bless, bemoan, bewail, bleed, cry. I told you he was crying. How? Hurt. Moan. Regret. Sing. Sob. Sorrow. Take it hard. Wail. Weep. See that? I told you he was crying. That dude was crying. The king of the world was crying over Daniel. He became the servant. The king became the servant. See that? He became a servant to the servant. And if it's any consolation, I really believe this king is going to get into the kingdom. I do. I do. So, let's hold this here. Let's hold this here, man. Let me see how many verses I got here. No, let's finish. So, he said, let's see. And he came to the den and cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. Now we know what that was. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continue able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. He hollered from the other side of the rock, I'm good. Oh, yeah, he had me, man. I wasn't worried 1 minute. I wasn't worried 1 second. When I got in there, you know, I thought about it, but nah. When they wasn't acting like they was going to get me, I was good after that. I knew God had me, man. But no, thanks for asking. Here it is, right? So, he just did it again and said, my God has sent his angel, and he has shut the lions' mouths that they have not heard me, and so much as before him innocently was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then the king was exceedingly glad. Now, he didn't went from one feeling to another one, one extreme to another, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den. No matter what was heard was found upon him because he believed in his God. There it is. And the king commanded that they brought those men which he had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them and their children and their wives, and the lions had mastery of them and break their bones in pieces, and ever they came at the bottom of the den. They got thrown down there at the bottom of the den. They just threw them down there. You know, they lowered Daniel down. They threw them in there. You know, they might have broke something. They can't run. Them lions, as soon as they got through in there, them lions jumped on them, started tearing them up. They was hungry, too, because, you know, they starved them to eat Daniel. So this is like one more night of hunger, and now they throwing people over there to eat. Right. They threw them over in there, and they said this. He said, and they ate them up. All this over prayer. All this is all because they tried to use wickedness in prayer. And the God of Israel, don't play that. Don't play with prayers, man. Don't play with prayers. Don't play with confessions. Don't take people's prayers off the altar. Don't be a talebearer. Somebody pray to you and confess faults, and your thing is supposed to pray for them and then leave it at the altar, not tell nobody nothing. If you take it off the altar, then you just gave the sacrifice of a peace offering and sin offering to the publicans, and that's for the priests. That was just for Jesus and the Father to eat. Then King Darius wrote unto all the people and nations, languages that dwell on all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every domain of my kingdom, men tremble and fear the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, his dominion shall be even as unto the end. He has delivered and rescued. He has work of signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who have delivered Daniel from the power of the light. Man, this dude is praying all over Daniel, praying to the God of Israel. He praying the king. This is what Donald Trump is supposed to do. This is what Biden is supposed to be doing. This is the type of mind they're supposed to have toward God people. He said, and he delivered and rescued and work of signs and wonders in all the earth, who have delivered Daniel from such the powers of the lions. So this Daniel's prophet and reigned in Darius as in the reign of Cyrus and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Oh, my God, I misquoted that. He Daniel lived through the Medo-Persian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, and the Persian. He was in all three of them. Okay? Amen. Wow, who knew, right? Who knew? Daniel's man, he was putting in work. Long work. The Lord gave Daniel a lot of years, you know, to do his thing, right? Well, amen. So, you know, let's do this. Let's say next Tuesday we're going to jump in this prayer thing, and we're going to keep rolling with this. So we left off with Daniel's, right? Oh, man, we got a whole lot more to go. I guess we're going to be fighting this for a while. Okay, so, Tuesday night prayer. Amen. Okay, so that's all good. All right, well, Absalom, man, I know you probably out, you know, knocked out, man, and, yeah, get ready to put in that work tomorrow. Godspeed. God bless. Godspeed. Thank you for trying to hang in there, man. Yeah, I know it was a long day for you. I want to thank everybody for hanging in and doing what they do, man. Y'all just out here, man. You working on in the evening. Hey, we just got into some good books. So I'm thinking about this 10 o'clock thing, man. You know I could do that. Because I ain't rushing. I get off work, but then my man, he'll be spent. Nah. I tell you what, we'll just hold up on that. Anyway, so with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify someone. And you want to be back here tomorrow evening at 7:00 p.m. Sounds of Living Waters for the next episode. Amen. Amen. And as we say here, the Sounds of Living Waters, eat your Bibles.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know who he's talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.